The Blueberry Bush by Kara Norris. Illustrated by Enrique Marquez. Genre. In an animal fantasy, animals say and do things that people might not say and do. Next, you will read about two raccoons who act a lot like people. Question of the week. What changes happen in a garden? Sam planted his garden in early spring. There were little green shoots and bushes all around. His friend Wendy came over the next day. "There are so many raspberry plants," she said. "And lots of strawberry plants, too," he said. It was going to be a delicious summer. Sam's mother gave him a baby blueberry bush in a pot. Wendy helped find the best place for the bush. Together, they dug up the rich, dark earth to plant it. All that spring and all that summer, Sam took care of his plants. He collected rainwater to water his plants. He made compost to fertilize his plants. He picked weeds that were growing around his plants. Sam and his friends had strawberry jam, strawberry pie, raspberry smoothies, and raspberry muffins. But where were his blueberries? "Wendy," he said one day, "what am I doing wrong? How can I get the blueberry bush to grow berries?" "It looks so happy," Wendy said. "It is growing and its leaves look healthy. It even has flowers. It will make berries. Just give it time." "Okay, blueberries," said Sam to the bush. "We have 2 months left of summer. You can do it." "Let's read a book about blueberry bushes," Wendy said. "Maybe they don't make berries the first year." Sam was upset. "This bush is just lazy," he said. The next week, there were still no berries. "Maybe the berries are afraid of being eaten," Sam said. Wendy wasn't worried. "There will be berries soon enough," she said. Sam talked to his blueberry bush again. "Let's make a deal," he said. "You grow berries, and I will only eat a few. You can keep the rest." "The bush doesn't look afraid to me," said Wendy. "It looks strong and healthy. Just give it time." Summer passed and turned to fall. The blueberry bush's leaves changed to a dark pink. Then, winter came and covered Sam's garden in snow. Finally, it was spring again. Sam spent every free moment with his blueberry bush. He sat next to the bush every morning. "Please," he asked it. One day, he looked inside one of the white flowers on the bush. "A little green ball," he shouted. "You look like a baby blueberry." He ran to find Wendy and share his discovery. Over the summer, those little green balls turned pink, got fatter, and turned blue. Sam finally had blueberries, and they were just as delicious as he remembered. "It must be because I was so patient," he told Wendy. "Blueberry bushes just need you to give them a little time."